Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Koilel of Koilel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Kof Yud. The Gemara in Banim of Amud Alef talks about a patur in mitzvahs tefillin, hanochas tefillin, by somebody who's a chayli me'ayim, doesn't have a gufnoki. He's another patur of somebody who's mesir das. He's mesir das ben hatefillin, so he's also patur. The Rambam says, perek dalet halach yud gimel, mitzdair, u'misha ein daito in echayna u'minyushev esalov, somebody whose das is not miyushev, patur ben hatefillin, shameniach tefillin, osaloy lesir daito mehen. Because it's an insert to be Mesir Das, we're not tefillin. This state out in the Rambam. There's a Shtigl Biskirov in his country Samasech HaSukkah, Omad Lamed Dalad. He brings the Rambam, and he asks Akasha. He says, you see in the Rambam, the Zesh Eif Shalayl Hishama Mehesach Hadas, Paitre Mimitzis Tefillin, Kemoy Chayle Meyayim. He says, just like a Chayle Meyayim, like we see now, Gemara's Potter. So the Rambam is saying that Hesach Hadas also was a Potter Mimitzis Tefillin. He says the two are the same idea because it's mitzah the Kedushas Tefillin. The Kedushas Tefillin is mechayev a guf naki, and it's also mechayev that he should be focused. He shouldn't have hesach hadas. B'meilo, Dr. Biskirov, kol she'i afshaloi l'hishamer mizah, harei ze poitra min ha-mitzvah. So it comes out that anybody who cannot guard himself from such problems, he cannot prevent such problems, he's potter. L'fizeh, Dr. Biskirov, l'chayir hadav ha-pashut, so it should come out that a katan hayodea lishma tefillin, the mechuyivu betefillin mishum chinuch. That the Gemara says that a katan who can be shomer his tefillin is chayiv in tefillin. So Dr. Biskirov, that's only a katan who could be shomer as atzma mehesach hadas. It's only if he can prevent himself from having hesach hadas. That really odif katan mi gadol. Katan is no better than a gadol. Just like by a gadol, if we're chayish hesach hadas, he's potum not tefillin. So l'chayr hu adin a katan. So why doesn't it say it in the Gemara? Paris says it does say it in the Gemara. When the Brisa says katan hayadeh lishmar tefillin, it means lishmar tefillin l'chol hilchus kedushas tefillin. Not just that he protects the tefillin, and not just that he has a gufnaki, but that he's shayim the kedushas tefillin from hesach hadas. That's how he says. That's how you can learn the Gemara, the Brisa. However, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Lamed Zayin sheyoydeh lishmar oisan b'taro shelo yishon v'lo yafich ben. The Mechaber, when he brings this din, of that he knows how to be shayim his tefillin, he just says that he won't go to sleep and he won't be yotze migeder gufnoki. V'loy nokat hesach hadas, but the Mechaber doesn't say anything about hesach hadas. V'tzorchian hatambaza. In fact, the Biskirov, I don't understand the reason for this. The Rambam says very clearly that hesach hadas is a problem. It's not just the Rambam, it's other Rishonim as well. And that's halacha pesukah and Shulchan Aruch also, that you can't have hesach hadas in tefillin. So why then should a katan be chayiv in tefillin, or be chayiv, why should the father be chayiv in mechanachim in tefillin if he's unable to prevent hesach hadas? So now, l'chayr, this kasha that the Biskirov is asking on the mechaber is not just a kasha on the mechaber; it's really a kasha on the rishonim, because in that gemara of katan hayadeh lishma tefillin, which is in Sukkot after Vav Amud Aleph, the rishonim say pshat. There are two pshatim in the rishonim. Rashi says that he's yadeh lishma that he doesn't take it into the Beis HaKisei. And the Sefer Truman says that, like we said before, shelo yishon v'lo yafiach. That's how the Mechaber brings it. That he won't go to sleep. And he won't not have a gufnaki. So why don't the Rishonim say hesach hadas? So the Kashan described asking in the Shulchan Aruch, you could really ask any of the Rishonim. So I saw in a very big chiddush in the Netziv of the Meshav Davar, Simon Vav, he says that there's no Isser hesach hadas on tefillin. The Rambam says Isser, he says a pshat doesn't really mean that. He says that it's a ptur, it's not an Isser. Which means that if you may say das, in that matzav you potter from tefillin. Because you're not shaykh to tefillin. But there's no Isser to wear tefillin in that matzav. The Priyutzok and Simon Hay says a similar vart also. So Melo, there's no kasha from a katan. If he's going to take the tefillin into the Beis HaKisei, he'll be mefiach, he'll be yashain. So that's a chasarin in the shmiris kedushas ha-tefillin. So it's also to be mechanachim like that. You can't put him into a matzah where he's going to wear tefillin and he's going to be a mezayin for the tefillin. That's all by these inyanim of Shina, Hafacha, and Bezakisei. But if it's just that he's going to be a Sikh Das, he won't be focused on the Tefillin. So there's no issue to wear Tefillin B'Kai Gavna. Just he'll be Potter, okay? He'll be Potter. But that's not Mafkir for the Mitzvah Chenuch. The Mitzvah Chenuch is be Mechanachim. And then when he gets older, so then he won't have Ezra Das. Fine. So it's only a problem when what he's doing is a Dover Asr. He can't be Mechanachim to do a Dover Asr. That's what the Netziv says. That's a Yishuv on the Biskros Kasha. I was thinking to say a little bit weiter, that even if you don't neman that it's Sivs Chiddush, that it's a Ptur and not an Isser, even if you'll say Taka is an Isser, still you could say Al Derza. Taisis im Sochim, that Pechasim and Aleph says, Taisis Bavorns, that the Gemara says over there that you have Chinuch on the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So Taisis Bavorns over there, how can you have Chinuch? It's not Shaykh for him to join Chabura. He doesn't have Das. So he can't be Nimna in a Chabura. So how could you give him a Korban Pesach? He's been going over the Isra of Lois Achilim. So Taisus says that Lois Achilim doesn't pass over here because there's a Chinuch mitzvah. Because it's Chinuch. Since it's Chinuch for mitzvah, so male it's mutter. So L'chai it's Tzorach Bi, what do you mean? But you're doing an Isra, it's very nice, it's a Tzorach mitzvah, but you're doing an Isra. So what's the pshat? So there's a different shtickle that's on the Mechilta and Saipash's boy. The Pazik says, V'shamar Tos, Hachlako Azor Yisdol Mayado. So the Tziv says that the Mechilta has a Havamina that a Katan has mitzvah tefillin. Why? Zokta Netziv, the Havamina is that he's allowed to put on tefillin. V'afal gav, Zokta Netziv, V'afal gav, the Hesach Hadas, L'Gadol, Gam Kein Osir, Marish Tzvitz Grovs, Kashi, V'no Hesach Hadas is Osir by a Gadol, V'eich Yichanchu B'Isr, how could you be Mechanuch B'Isr? Holoi Kasha. The Domi L'Achil is Pesach, Sha'a Katan Oichel B'loi Minoi. A kodon can eat without being in a chabur, without a minui. Kamasha kosa taisis b'psachim, which l'chari he means this taisis. So he's saying that you see over here that you could be mechanachim for kodon pesach, and for tefillin, even though there's an issue involved. Now, what is he saying over here? What is taisis saying? What is the netziv saying? So then, l'chari said, I'm a shver, so say the same thing about the person who can't be shayim his tefillin, the kodon, who is going to take him to the Beis HaKisei. So we say the same thing. You're doing it for a mitzvah for chinuch. Taisus is not saying that you could be mechanuch to do a mitzvah when it's an avera, when there's an isser. Of course not. That's not what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying it only in one specific case. In the case of Korban Pesach, where the only goyrim that it's an isser is the fact that there's no minui. Why is there no minui? Because he has no das. The same thing in the case of tefillin, when he has hascha das. Because he's a katan and he's not a bar das, so he's mesich das. I don't even know if you call Mesir Das, there is no Das to start with. But I'll upon him, but the Siba for the problem is the fact that he's a Katan. In that case, Taisu says that since when he gets older, that problem won't exist. Of course it's Shaykh to have Esach Hadas. And of course it's Shaykh that there won't be a Minui. But under normal circumstances, he will have a Minui. He will have a Das on the Tefillin. But Melo, Mishon Chinuch, you're allowed to do it. And you're allowed to do it. Mashen came, but the problem is that he's going into a Beis HaKisei, where he doesn't have a Gufnoki, that's not Machmas Katnusai. Yeah, it's Machmas Katnusai, but it's not that the Chassarin is in Das. It's because he's lax in these things, he's not careful. A Gadol also could be not careful. So Mela, there's no heta to say that you could do it because he's Mamash being over in Issa. It's only when the Chassarin is the Das, and automatically he will have Das. When he gets older, so you'll have Aminois, you'll have Das on the Tefillin. But Kai Gavna, we say, Taisa says this Chiddush, that you can have chinuch even though there's an isser.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.